Hello, my beloved children. What a joy whenever I think about you guys, and it brings such a blessing of the Lord to our hearts in remembering you and holding you in prayer each day, and just looking forward to that time when we'll once again be able to hug and just say how much we love you in person. So, Lord, we pray for our children, our young ones. They're growing up at a time which is so different and so strange in so many ways. And our hearts are that through everything that's taking place, they will have that comfort and that peace, that you have it all well in hand. There's nothing for them to be afraid of, and that all things are working according to your plan and your purpose. So, Lord, as we go to your word today, we ask that it touches each one of our hearts. No matter how old we are or how young we are, your word is life to us. So thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. As I mentioned in prayer, the Lord has it all well in hand, and this is nothing really that's new. It's a new virus, but I wanted to read something from the Old Testament, which relates a similar circumstance that was foretold. This is when King Solomon was dedicating the temple to the Lord after it had been built, and he was praying to the Lord, and he was asking the Lord for his blessing upon the people and upon all those who would come to the temple to pray. And so this is from 1 Kings 8:34, 35 through 43. When the heavens are shut up and there is no rain, because they have sinned against thee, and they pray toward this place and confess thy name and turn from their sin when thou dost afflict them, then hear thou in heaven and forgive the sin of thy servants and of thy people Israel. Indeed, teach them the good way in which they should walk, and send rain on thy land which thou hast given thy people for an inheritance. If there is famine in the land, and if there is pestilence, if there is blight or mildew, locust or grasshopper, if their enemy besieges them in the land of their cities, whatever plague, whatever sickness there is, whatever prayer or supplication is made by any man or by all thy people Israel, each knowing the affliction of his own heart and spreading his hands toward this house, then hear thou in heaven, thy dwelling place, and forgive, and act, and render to each according to all his ways, whose heart thou knowest. For thou alone dost know the hearts of all the sons of men, that they may offer thee all the days that they live in the land which thou hast given to our fathers. Also concerning the foreigner who is not of thy people Israel, when he comes from a far country for thy name's sake, for they will hear of thy great name and thy mighty hand and of thine outstretched arm. When he comes and prays toward this house, hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and do according to all for which the foreigner calls to thee, in order that all the peoples of the earth may know thy name, to fear thee as do thy people Israel, and that they may know that this house which I have built is called by thy name. There was knowledge that there would be these plagues that would come when people were not looking to the Lord, when they were seeking their own ways. And here, Solomon, so many, many years ago, is asking that the Lord would hear the prayers of those whose hearts are after the Lord and who seek the Lord for the Lord's comfort and peace and guidance and sustenance, provision, meeting every need. And that's who we serve today, a Lord that the Lord, not a Lord, the Lord, who meets our every need. We follow this up with what was stated by the Apostle Peter in 1 Peter 5:6-7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your anxiety upon him, because he cares for you. If there's nothing else that comes from all that we're going through, let it be that you know in each one of your hearts that God cares for you. Okay? Our song comes from 1 Peter 5:6-7.
What a mighty hand, a mighty hand has he. What a mighty hand that calms the raging sea. What a mighty hand, a hand protecting me. What a mighty hand has he. Humble yourselves under God's mighty hand. Humble yourselves under God's mighty hand. What a mighty hand, what a mighty hand, a mighty hand has he. What a mighty hand that calms the raging sea. What a mighty hand, a hand protecting me. What a mighty hand has he. What a mighty hand has he.
And what a mighty hand he has, protecting you and me. With all our love, we give you hugs, and we look forward to when we can actually give you hugs again. May the Lord bless you and keep you this week. In Jesus' name, amen.